All right, good afternoon, dear listeners of Eagle FM. The time is exactly for 34 minutes past 2, and you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. And it's the 2nd of January 2026. It's Friday. And I will
and
be
this Friday is not Friday for me.
It's not Friday?
No.
Was there ever a Friday that Friday for
no,
you?
No, maybe it's. No, there has been, but this one, it's just not giving a Friday to me. I don't know why it's not giving.
It's the weather.
It's
not weathering also.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It's just not giving me that vibe of a Friday.
But you, why are you worried about Friday?
No, you know, normally when I know it's a Friday, I'll be excited. Like, it's a Friday. And yeah, it's weekend, but today, but the whole, just like today, it's just, something is missing, man. I don't know. I've been trying to figure what's that that's missing, but.
It's the second
day of the year, but.
You should go listen to that song of Chris Brown. Nah, I don't want to sing the song because I'm too talented. But either way, my beautiful listeners, today I want us to talk about forgiveness, trust, and disappointment. Cause, you know, so there are people that are still holding grudges and they are going through it. Ne? And today we are gonna learn the importance of forgiveness, and to trust and to accept disappointments. Bushe, have you ever been disappointed?
Why are you laughing at me?
I can see the Friday is not Friday for you.
Anyways, yeah. I've never been disappointed.
Yeah.
Before I get to what you have asked me, a very good afternoon to the Eagle FM listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Where are my manners?
Yeah, you need to greet the elders.
Yes, we definitely need to. Whether they are older than us or younger than us, we need to greet. You know?
Yeah, bro.
I hope you guys' Friday is going well. It's the second day of the month, 2nd of January 2026. And I hope your new year has started off very well. And you know, people are now busy. It's going to be a busy weekend. Parents are busy going to stores to get ready for.
Now everyone is angry because they don't have money.
Some are stressed. Some are excited to, you know, some of their kids going to grade one, so they can't wait.
And some are still struggling to get schools for their kids.
Yes, and some are planning, busy traveling right now. Some are still planning to travel this weekend. Some are still looking for transport money. Some are looking for transport. It's going to be a busy weekend, man.
I saw a meme that says, "Kama, an iPhone 14 needed now 5,000. If only you want to go back to Lutheran."
And you definitely do it.
Eche.
If you know that it's the only way, and it's not a lot. You can use the 1.5 or 1,000 for your transport, and then the rest you can go. So you can use it as transport to go to work or wherever you are going to as you reach back to your place. So anyways, like Mambushi has said, today we'll be talking about forgiveness, trust, disappointments. And we'll be having this with you until the hour of 3:30. Now, Mambushi has asked me, have I ever been disappointed?
Disappointed.
I think everyone has been disappointed in their life.
Yeah.
Everyone has been disappointed. Everyone has found themselves losing trust in someone. And all this is difficult. Also forgiving, sometimes it's difficult. You know, I have been disappointed like many times. You know, when you always have been waiting on something or someone. You know, when you were told that no. This is what will be happening. And you're looking forward for that day. That day comes, the way it was explained to you, or the way you had it in mind, or the way you were told it's going to be, turned out to be a disaster. Like, it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to be. Same as you going to work or doing something that day, and you're busy doing something at work, and, or or you needed help, and unfortunately this person failed to come through, or they came through but they didn't come through the way they're supposed to, like the way you have asked them, or the favor that you've asked them to do. So everyone has faced a disappointment. Have you been disappointed before?
Have I been disappointed? Like you said, everybody has been disappointed. It can be relationship-wise. It can be... Yeah. Now I'll start talking. But yeah, I have been disappointed quite a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now this is where like forgiveness comes in. You have been disappointed and then you are still living up to that disappointment because you are unable to let go of the disappointments.
And, you know, now in terms of forgiveness, ne?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have failed somewhere at the beginning. We didn't give the definition to get the listeners to understand more on what is disappointment, what is forgiveness, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me start with forgiveness. Forgiveness is when you are... How do I put it now? There's so many ways how you can...
How can you define forgiveness? Yes, but if I had to define forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
I would actually just say it's more of like letting go of the resentments or mm-hmm. anger towards someone who has wronged you, you know? It's because... So, in order for you to be needing to forgive somebody is because they've done you wrong. And it's not necessary to say to forget, but it's just to let it go.
Yes, you are right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes when you forgive,
mm-hmm.
you know, it says you forgive.
Forgive and forget.
You forgive, I don't know how, you forgive for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, sometimes when you forgive,
mm-hmm.
this person that you have forgiven
mm-hmm.
takes it as you forever, you always have to, you continue forgiving me. You take it as it's something that, that's normal, you know, that it's something that one consider as it's a normal thing to be doing. It makes a person to continue repeating continue hurting you.
But this is where
they know that she will forgive me or he'll forgive me.
Busha, this is where forgive and not forgetting. Don't forget.
Yes, let me elaborate this more. Ne?
Mm.
So, you forgive. I forgive you. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
I keep on forgiving you. I forgive you. Now, you that I'm forgiving takes it as she always has to forgive me. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm.
So even if, you won't do the same mistake, but you do something else in a different way to hurt me, knowing very well that she will forgive me because it says you have to forgive 77 times what?
Mm.
I don't know, but yes. So, won't this person get tired of forgiving you every time? You know, every time you have to forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. Although it says you have to continue forgiving, but I think sometimes forgiveness has to come through as to, you have to look at how this has to be done. Like, how will I forgive this? What has this person done to me for me to forgive them?
Mm.
Because obviously, yes, if this person has hurt me,
mm-hmm.
it has broken something between you two, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had a very good relationship, this, even though I have forgiven you, our relationship won't be the same way it used to be.
Yeah.
When we first met, when the way we were. Either it's boyfriend, girlfriend wise, or a married couple,
or friendship,
mm-hmm. or family member. So, as I'm forgiving you,
mm-hmm.
my trust, that's also where trust comes in. I'll stop trusting, I'll hardly be trusting you. Although you as much as you are like, no, I did, we don't know each other's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I might have done something wrong towards you. And you have forgiven me. And I'm trying to now prove to you that I won't repeat it, like, I won't hurt you again. Obviously, I'll hurt you, but I will try my all my best to not hurt you, but, I mean, like, to be there for you or to assist you or to do whatever it is. And you continue now. And now you, I have been forgiving you so many times, and now you are trying to prove to me that what you have done is not as if it's what you wanted, but it just happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And you are trying to now win that trust back, you know? You want to make sure that the relationship that you had is still there and it's not gonna change. But now me that has forgiven you, it would be hard for me to keep that relationship that we had. You know, when you were told, let me say, for example, you were told something, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And, this person told them, let me say, for example, I told you that I've bought for you a certain thing. I have it with me, but I'll only be bringing it, like, for, let me say, for instance, during, Easter weekend.
Mm.
It's or something, or Valentine. Let me talk about Valentine since it's just next month. So I tell you that I've bought for you something, and it's just a gift, a friendship gift, because it has been a while me getting you something, and I've bought for you this in maybe I bought it last year December. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance to meet up with you, so I'm like, I'll just bring it to you comes Feb.
Mm.
And because I'll be, maybe you are not in the same town, I'll be coming to you and all that.
Mm.
And then I try to say, no, just courier it and all that. Like, no, I want to greet in person. Mm. And I think, Valentine's Day is the best day because it's a month of love. And Valentine's Day is just, it's not only about couples, it's about family. It's just about anyone that you love that's close to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Now, I tell you this, comes 14th of Feb, I'm waiting now. I see you are busy posting while you're in Windhoek, yeah?
Mm.
I mean, you see me posting while I'm in Windhoek,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just quiet about the gift. I told you that, no, I'll be bringing the gift to you on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Comes Feb, maybe 2 days to Valentine's Day, you see me snapping, you can see I'm in the city. And then even maybe comment onto my picture, something good. Then I reply as, you are my chummy, you are my friend. And then comes the day of now, the day you told me you give me the gift. Okay, then you'll be like, it's Valentine's Day. She said Valentine's Day. Then maybe obviously you'll think some of us we conclude very fast, but some will be like, maybe she didn't get a chance and all that. And maybe she came in Windhoek with other missions, mm-hmm. but then she just included you. She like, got a chance to fit you into her plan. And then, you still didn't, now it's now the 17th of Feb, still nothing. And 5 days are going down, still nothing is being said. And you don't know that this person is still around or they have left. And you can't follow everything on social media, right? You know, you have spoken that she's in Windhoek, but, that I'm in Windhoek, but you don't know like how long am I in Windhoek? So the 5 days has gone down, but you still see me posting while I'm in, like I'm sitting in the city. And you know, I can be posting while I'm in a different town, but you think I'm in Windhoek, but it's just me posting while I'm somewhere else, you know? And now you are now stuck, you're in between. Don't know, should I call her? Should I call Francine and ask her? Are you still coming or what? And now you are hurt so much because deep down you are so much, you're looking forward to this gift and I'm your bestie. Now, that's now where disappointment comes in. Now you are disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to say because the person mentioned it themselves. Then you even start asking yourself, but what did she tell me if she's not going to bring it or come and all that? You even ask yourself, did she even really buy the gift or she's just trying to make me happy? You have so many questions in mind. And now this now somehow brings something in between, like between your relationship with this person, because now you are looking so much forward to it, but it's it's failing or it has failed or you don't know what happened. And you can't ask them because in your mind you'll be like, oh, but why can't she tell me if she's the one who told me this and she's quiet? Now does she expect me to also continue to like ask now? Oh, you are now in Windhoek. Are you yet to bring the gift? It's now past Valentine's Day and we are heading to the 20s and you haven't said anything. Have you left? You are questioning yourself this, but you really want to ask the person, but then you also have a fear on one side that we don't know what she will say or what will the answer come behind this. So you are disappointed there. And when you are disappointed there, what does this lead to? It leads to you, losing a bit of trust in this person. Your relationship will start changing now because you feel like you trusted the person so much, but they are failing or they have failed to do what they have said, you know? Sometimes it's always best to keep quiet. Mostly if it's a gift, ne? Just keep quiet. Rather surprise the person rather than tell the person, no, I bought for you something, but I'll only be bringing it during Easter weekend or December or, you know, just keep quiet. And then once you have bought the thing, once you know that you have it, surprise the person, send it, courier it. If you are in the same town, maybe deliver it using any mode of transport. I don't know. But sometimes it's just best to keep quiet and then say it or do it when you are sure that, yes, I have it or I will do it. Then trying to tell someone and you know how much you'll be so much excited, like, I can't wait for this day to come. You even be counting days and think how many weeks left to February. And you're looking so much forward to this because it's your bestie. You love her so much. And the relationship you guys are having or you have built is the strongest one. You never even thought it will be somehow destroyed in all sorts of ways and all that.
Yeah, but come my bestie, now I'm calling you. Yes, Mbusha, you have actually said quite much. But you know, when you are, let me say, ne, you are dating this guy and you have a friend of yours now. Now that friend of yours actually steals this boyfriend of yours. And then now, in order for you not to be so much disappointed or to be okay, you need to forgive yourself first, and then for you to be able to forgive others. Now, this friend of yours steals your boyfriend. Now, tomorrow when the boyfriend hates her, she's coming back to you to ask for forgiveness. No, forgive me, I don't know why I did that, but she knew.
But now, one thing I don't understand here is, if you love your friend so much, if you really love your friend so much, and you know that you feel like you are getting attached to your friend's partner, obviously you try by all means to avoid it. Because you love her so much, you don't want to see her, we don't want to see her tears, and the tears are because of you, and they are sad or bad tears. You want to see the tears of joy from her face. And you don't want to be the cause of her being, the cause of her hurt. Her being hurt, her being disappointed, her being, whatever that's going on, you don't want to be the one that's the cause to it, you know? So, by all means, if you love the person, you would make sure that you, this is something where you try to avoid. This is something that you yourself, you are doing it by, because you want to. It's your choice. You are doing it by choice. You are not forced to. You are not what, this is a choice that you have to make yourself. It's not as if it's a must or it's, you are threatened or you are what. No. It's a choice that you made. And before you do this, don't you think that if I do this, what harm will it bring to this person that I love so much dearly? You know, you find some saying if they were caught, you'd be like, no, it's not what you think. But I can see what's going on. And then you're not, instead of you saying, just keep quiet, man. You are trying to explain. Let me explain. It's not what you think. Then what do I think? Are you trying to say what I'm seeing? I'm blinded. It's not what they are doing is not what I see, or why would one say it's not what you think? So, you know, well,
manipulation.
So,
it's yes. Manipulation.
So you need to consider the other person's feelings. I know, apparently, no, we are all here to hustle and do what, but consider someone's feelings also. You know, and you know, these things sometimes can come back. They say karma or whatever you call it, but
karma.
It can always come back to you. And sometimes it can multiply or be worse, or it can come to you in a different way, similar to what you have done, but in a different way. And then you'll be there crying your crocodile tears of why is this happening to me? But you forget of where did I go wrong. Sometimes it's worth thinking of it. You know, when something happens to me, when I get disappointed or get hurt, yeah, I sit down and think of, or maybe it happens repeatedly, like twice to me. Maybe it happened like, you know, days following each other, something happens to me. Maybe I get disappointed, or trust has been lost, or just something. I always ask myself, first I think of, did I maybe hurt someone? Did I disappoint someone? Did I do something like this? The reason why it's happening to me. I always think like that. And then once I think and I'm like, okay, I've never done this to this person, then I also wonder about why, you know? So I don't know, but I'm someone that likes everything that happens in my life. Ne, I always have to think of it, of to why or what or how. Or wait, like, I just have to question whatever, anything that happens to me. I have to question about it, like, why, or what, or how. Question just has to be there. You know?
The five whys.
Yes.
W. Not yes. Why. Yeah, Mbushe. So now, but forgiving it's actually something which is difficult to do because.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes, let me give you a scenario, ne?
Mm.
Of a story that I actually witnessed myself. Now there was a woman, they've been dating with her boyfriend for quite more than 8 to 9 years, ne? And they have 3 kids together. So this other year, it was in December now, ne? The men went to the north, ne? And then, It's December time, talk, and you understand, no, the person has to go home. It's December, they are going to cultivate and whatnot. Okay. Just maybe 2 days when the men went to the north, the guy actually, he blocked the girl, ne? And the girl was wondering, maybe it's the network or whatnot. And then she didn't think of it, that much. Now, okay. Just maybe 3 days later, the lady is scrolling on Facebook. She's seen the guy is in the suit on the altar getting married to another woman while she was left in the Kambashu here in Windhoek to take care of 3 kids while the man is going to take it. The man is the father.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And the woman that he's actually marrying has no kids. Yeah. Then later on, when the wedding was done, the man had to come back to Windhoek with his new wife. Now him here, when he found the girl in the Kambashu now, he started beating the girl, the akama done. Now in such scenario, ne, that's why I say forgiveness will be difficult, because that woman tomorrow, she won't trust another man in her life to come in and tell her no. This is what's going on. It's actually to try, because of disappointments, it's gonna be hard for her to forgive.
And to trust.
And to trust again. That's why sometimes to tell my listeners, don't hurt people, because these things can cut deep.
It's yes, like, someone's tears don't go just down the drain like
later
that.
Later on, when things are not going well in that marriage, you'll want to come back to this woman, but if you were in the same situation, would you even forgive? Like it's important to forgive, but some scenarios, it's just very hard. You are leaving me with 3 kids. You went to go marry another woman that has no kids. Mm-hmm. And now
her that has a whole 3 kids.
I'm expected to forgive you. These are the times now people just expect you, mm-hmm. the English state in 2025. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They expect you to forgive and forget, but in that situation.
It's not easy because, you know, once you are disappointed, ne? In all this, it's hard to forgive. And you know, when you don't forgive me, sometimes it results into stress. It results into, so many things like, you have bitterness, you have revenge, you have so many things. It even changes someone also. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are hurt, ne?
Mm-hmm.
When you are disappointed, it can change you. Well, let me say, maybe you trusted your friend so much, or you trusted your relative so much. You know that trust, the way you had so much, you put yourself, you fall into this relationship with that person, with your family or your partner or your friend. Once you are disappointed, it's very hard, like very hard for you to forgive, because it won't come on an easy, way, like it will take time. Some can take 4 months just to forgive.
Forgiving, it can be, you can say, no, I forgive this particular person, but forgetting what the particular person actually did, it's the most difficult part.
I know of someone that's also disappointed, yeah?
And
this also comes in with the relationship. She was so much disappointed by the partner, and after that, whatever has happened in their relationship, she had so much hatred towards men. Even the ones close to her, even the friends close to her, whenever they come, whenever they talk about, men.
Mm.
Or whenever they just mention something related to relationship, she gets angry.
Men are not nice people.
She even, you know, even if they try to explain to or speak out to her that maybe something good has happened that night or that day, maybe the partner has done something achieving in her life, and she tries to shade, like, I'm trying to shade with my best friend or something. It's hard because she gets angry. She was so bitter. She had so much, resentment. So many, she just changed a lot because of what has happened to her in her past relationship. And it made her to be single for years because she was so much hurt, and she just felt like every man is the same. The same next person will do the same thing to her, will take advantage and all that. Until she went for therapy, and yeah, until she changed. Now she's a married person, but it was not easy. You know, sometimes as much as the person can come to you, and then you even try to speak of, no, I was so much disappointed, I don't want to do anything with relationship and all that. And then this person tries to tell you that, no, explains to you that what their intentions are in your life and all that, and then you feel like, ah, it's the same national anthem the other one has said when he came into my life and all that. So the things that we human beings are doing, it's affecting those that were not affected, you know, and those who are yet to come, it's affecting one that one might not even want to try it because of what's happening. Or the one didn't even, sometimes you didn't even try it yet, you didn't get into a relationship yet, but because what you see that's happening, you'll be like, I have, you know, if you grow up with boys, if you stay in a home, in a house where it's full of boys, and you see the things they do, especially in terms of relationships, sometimes it will make you want to think like, let me just be single, because what I'm seeing here is, it's not, good at all. What I'm seeing here might be also be happening to my partner. Maybe it's what my partner is doing and all that. So it's exactly 3 minutes past the hour, or three, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to, hey, guys, social times will just come already. You're listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30, and we're busy discussing on forgiveness, trust, and disappointments. Have you ever encountered yourself, being disappointed? And what leads to disappointment? What causes this? And how does forgiveness, when you are hurt, when you're disappointed, How do you take it, and how does it affect your life, your private life, and yeah, so many we're gonna talk or touch on to. And you can also call us in studio on 0832884401. That's 0832884401. Share with us your recent opinion on this forgiveness. How many times should we forgive one another? And yeah, we are going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushenjife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honore Tatime, Bali Heavy, Nola Natu, Heavy Bali, No Hair, Ileco, Berewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali or Hetatu Matatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the Eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alright, welcome back, dear listeners of Eagle FM. The time is exactly 3:06 on this Friday. We are talking about forgiveness, trust, and disappointments. How do they link to each other? What is the importance of forgiveness and trust? And disappointment, because disappointments are also important, even if they are not nice, they are important, because we must learn to live with disappointments. And through disappointments, that's how we learn to live with people and to accept them for their disappointments. You know, I just thought of they will disappoint you. Yeah. People actually do disappoint
life,
others.
But yeah, it's life, but I don't know.
What is the importance of forgiveness though? Because some people are they, yeah, why should I forgive the person? Is it not, it's not even important. It's my forgiveness, not theirs. People, sometimes the person, you can see that this person just need to let go. Forgive for yourself. You are not forgiving for them. You are actually forgiving for yourself so that you reduce stress and anxiety, because tomorrow you're going to find yourself in the same situation, but you are not going to trust the people because you feel like the same thing will happen. So what you need to do is forgive and sometimes forget. Not always, because sometimes
you can't forget about them.
Because sometimes the people will take advantages of our forgiveness and they will keep on hurting you and doing the same thing they did before. So you must just forgive. For yourself, for your own well-being and health, so you can be healthy. Né? And this is to forgive actually helps you to improve your where are the things going? Okay, it actually helps you to improve your mental status and your health, physical health, because
and it actually also free you. Forgiveness frees you from whatever, because it's I don't know, but it's, you know, when you are not at peace with someone, or someone has hurt you or disappointed you, and you have failed now to forgive this person, you won't be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
It will be haunting you.
Yeah.
As much as you'll be like, I'm not gonna forgive him or her, it'll be haunting you. Even if you try to forget, you won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be haunting you. You keep on thinking of it. And, it's always best to just forgive. Even though you don't tell this person, I forgive you, but forgive yourself also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because, you know, when you are holding on to something, eh?
Mm.
It's very hard for you to move on, and you just focus on the past, and you are not,
the past will be haunting
it, will haunt you, and instead of you now focusing on the present and on the future, you'll keep on thinking, no, if I do this, the same thing that happened 5 years ago, it will still happen today.
Or even if you have done something to someone,
mm-hmm.
and you see that it's happening to you, it's about to happen to you, you'd be like, no, this is what I did to Francina.
Mm-hmm.
So it will also come to me, you know? So, because you did something to someone,
mm-hmm.
and now to you, let me say, for example, you lied, or you, let me say, use the example that I used at the beginning, whereby I said, you bought, I told you that I bought for you a gift and I'll be giving it to you on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I failed to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, after maybe 2 years or a year, someone tries to give me a gift, or tells me the same thing, that the same way I told you that I got for you a gift and I'll be bringing it. Now, I was also told something like that. Let me say, for example, now, you tell me something like that and I'll be like, is it true? Because I told Francina like this and I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did this and I didn't deliver what I have said.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's also going to happen to me? So you even try to lie. No, I won't be in town by that time. I'll let you know when I'm back. And then you come back and then it's like, oh, you didn't let me know when you are back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot. But are you back? Yes, I'm back. And then you still have the fear of, you fear that this thing is going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, it didn't happen to you, but the gift was delivered to you. So sometimes you don't think, yes, what you have done, it will come back to you, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, now let's talk about trust now. Mm-hmm. Do you know the amount of time us young people and youth, everybody, how we disappoint our parents? Let me give you an example. Let me say, like, as students now, you are at school and you're actually lying to your parents. Ah, no, I need money to do this and that. I need money to buy modules. The module is 250, but the module is just $50, you know. And once your parents find out, next time you are going to ask money from them, like, it's important for an important something, they are not gonna trust you anymore because you have broken their trust and you disappointed them. You know, this forgiveness and trust and disappointment actually link together, because when you disappoint somebody, you break their trust and it's gonna be difficult for them to forgive you. Mm? You know, these things of girls nowadays, Kama, I saw the other day a video, it was just a meme on TikTok, Kama, English, Nawao, okay, this thing of, like, Kama, a statement from a guy that just want to disappoint you, like the other one, they made a lot of them, Kama, one will say, I've never loved somebody like you before. Like this, like I've never loved somebody like this before. And then when that person actually disappoints you, when you are going to get another guy and then tells you the same, yo, I've never loved anyone like this before. You are gonna be like, I've heard this before. I'm not trusting this one this time. So you are gonna be disappointed, by my dear listeners. So it's exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 3, and for those that are just coming to their radios or turning their radios on now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. We are talking about forgiveness, trust, and disappointment. Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever forgiven somebody? How was it like? Is it easy to forgive? Yeah, you can actually join us, our conversation, and on 0832-888-401. That is 0832-888-401. Do call us and engage with us. Mbushe, all men the same. Today I'm tormenting you because you seem a little bit down. And I'm seeing you are checking.
I don't know. Yes, my day is just, but I hope someone makes my day. But anyways.
Let's go play Sorry Water.
Can we leave that for tomorrow? Tomorrow I'll be prepared to answer that question. I'll put it aside and prepare. I'll even have, I don't know. I'll have it aside as a side dish for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways,
did it survive the new year now? Or it sing poo poo poo?
Anyways, I'm gonna avoid all that to wait tomorrow. Okay. Anyways, trust, forgiveness, trust, and disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have this thing of when you forgive,
mm-hmm.
you also have forgiven yourself.
Yeah, bro.
You know, when you haven't forgiven someone, you know, sometimes it can haunt you. Mm-hmm. It will be haunting mm-hmm. you wherever you go, wherever you are, even after 3-4 years. But you know, when you forgive someone, yes, it's hurtful, it's painful what this person has, the pain this person has caused
mm-hmm.
on you or on in your life and all that, but you also feel relieved.
Mm-hmm.
Although you're going to cut this person out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People are busy cutting off people, you know?
My dear.
So,
I even see my phone is quiet. I think I'm the person that people are talking about.
So, you know, it doesn't mean if you forgive this person, you will be, your relationship will be the way it used to be, the way before. No. Mm. If you forgive, even though you guys won't be talking, but just a greeting like, good afternoon, good morning, that's it. There's no more going to deeper conversations. It's fine. As long as you forgive, I know it will be hurting because it's also hard to forgive, you know, especially if they did something very bad to you, ne? The way your heart is just, it's not at peace, like, you have a stone at your heart, like,
I feel like this year I will use my kidneys because my heart feel.
So, you know, that anger and because of what has happened between the two of you, just forgive and it's fine. And just, I know some will be like, I don't even want to see him or her.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to bump into him or her. And you know, when you are not on good terms with someone, you always have to come across them.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe it's, I don't know, maybe because you didn't forgive this person, or I don't know, but once you're forgiven, I've come across it whereby, there's someone that I was so much angry at, and wherever I go, it's this person. I just have to come across this person. A day won't pass, but I always have to find myself now hiding also from this person. This person did wrong to me. But it's me again trying to avoid this person by hiding from them because you don't want to speak to this person. So do you want to be like that for the rest of your life? No, you wouldn't want to. You are going somewhere, you are going to a certain spot. Maybe you guys met at a certain spot or that's where you guys mostly hang around at. And now your friends will be like, let's go here. You don't want because you know that there's Francine that I'm not talking to and I haven't forgiven her. I don't want to come across her. But if you had forgiven me, you would be fine. Because even if you go to that spot, you meet that person, you just be like, hi, that's it. The hi, it's fine. Or you just pretend like you can't see the person, even if I can see that, that's fine. Pretend if you don't talk to the person, as long as you're forgiving the person, you know? Instead of you for the rest of your life, every time you are going to this certain place, you are looking around. Is she here? Or is he here? Okay, she's not here, not here. I mean, he or she's not here. And then you, every time you visit the place not at peace or not comfortable because you are looking around to see that is this Francina here or not? So it's best to forgive, to be at peace And it also just to, it will help you, man. You will be at peace. You will sleep peacefully. You know, when you have something at heart, until you, even if you are going through something, until you speak it up, or speak it out, I mean, pardon me, you won't be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be at peace at all.
Mm-mm.
So, forgiveness also now brings goodness to your life also, because now sometimes you block the goodness to your life. You know, when you are failing, when you don't forget, and remember, you also end up one day disappointing someone or hurting someone, and you need their forgiveness. Now you expect this person to be forgiving you, but you also fail to forgive the other person.
Because I've seen, you know, most when you have something in your heart, ne, that you are failing to let go, ne, you tend to lose so much weight, and then you are eating but nothing. But once you let go of that thing, my sister,
you'll be at peace.
Now, I was thinking there, I don't know, for the people that would be hurt, especially when it comes to relationship-wise, and then apparently I'm hurt and I'm not eating. Is it the stomach that is hurt, or is it the heart that is hurt? Because what do you mean you don't have appetite? Well, because you are broken heart. My ladies, especially the girls, and then tomorrow they'll be like, all men are dogs. All men are the same. All men, hey, forgive that person and move on with your life, my sister. Yeah? It's exactly 20 minutes past 3. We only have 10 minutes. Is time flying, or?
I think
it's Friday.
But anyways.
I'm going for a short commercial break.
We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoewe ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshuana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa nune udo otukwetira o special getashia kengeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumuna oijamwili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back, my dear listeners of Eagle FM. It's exactly 7 minutes to 3:30. What am I saying? I think I'm too excited. It's Friday. And for those that are just tuning in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. Of course, I'm your favorite one. And we are actually talking about forgiveness, trust, and disappointments. Have you ever been disappointed before?
Actually, something came to my mind right now. Like, what are the things that leads to one not being forgiven? Most of the things is money.
Money?
And also trust.
Money, yo, it's chelete.
Money. Hey.
Mm. So
money and relationships are competing.
Yeah, but I feel like but money is on top. You feel like money is on top.
I feel like money is topping. You know, money, it's something that you worked very hard for that you are losing. Imagine borrowing someone a whole $10,000 or $5,000. Something that you have worked very hard for, and you even like regret, like, oh, I was supposed to use this money for something instead of investing on something, someone that's not giving it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship is something you can heal, forgive, but money.
A whole money. $10,000. And I'm calling you now, this number does not exist on MPZ.
What I don't understand, you come borrowing money to me nicely.
Mm-hmm.
You even like, no, I'll return back. Please borrow me $500.
You sound like an angel.
I really need this money. I'll return it back with an extra $100.
Mm-hmm.
And you even explained to this person,
You tell me all your family secrets.
You tell them that, no, this money that you're asking me from, you even tell them your problem.
Mm-hmm.
That no, it's month end. You borrowed money from me month end or beginning of the second week of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you that no, okay, this money that I have, I need to use it month end for registration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only money that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And the person will be crying to you. No, I promise I'll give it back to you if with an extra $100. I didn't force you to add an extra. It's not a loan. Okay. I'm not giving, like, I don't own a cash loan or something. I'm borrowing, but it's more of a loan. Okay. It's a loan, but still. And then I give you. Comes month end. You came looking for me. You came into my DMs. You called me. You texted me about this, your situation. And I explained to you. And I told you, I made sure that what I'm doing, I'm not going to regret it.
Mm.
And you made sure you reassured to me that it's going to come back the day I told you or so. Comes the day you told me that you'll bring it back. You are quiet. Now you expect Francina to call you and say, oh, Francina, told me that you... month end, today is month end and it's already 5 PM, because you will be like, oh, it's still morning, let me wait, and maybe she's busy, so let me wait until in the evening. Comes 5 to 6, person is quiet, you call the person, oh, they're not picking up, or they'll pick up first. Tomorrow I'll send it tomorrow, I didn't get a chance.
Least tomorrow, the person you are calling, the person, no, I'm busy, it's windy until, here.
Until it reaches to the point of being you insulting me. But you came to my DMs asking money. You are now angry, you're putting your stress on me, but I didn't tell you to call me. I didn't tell you that if you need money, come to me. I didn't even interfere in anything. You came to me in my DMs, but now, You are trying to insult me.
Yeah.
You even tell people that I don't like her. She doesn't have manners. What? You know, saying awful words about
now,
me because
your money will become my wow.
Okay, 500.
Okay, 500. But so it was not a car.
But the way you came begging, you begged, and I even told you that this money, I even repeated, but you are still trying to tell me nonsense and all that. Now tomorrow comes someone else that's serious. Someone that's serious
and really needs the money.
Like, they are really in need of money. It's a matter of life and death or what's or not. And you normally borrow, you normally give, but now I'll be like, no, I'm not giving anyone money anymore. Because of, now you have cost so much. Because now everyone that will be coming, you won't be getting any chance of that borrowing money because of what has happened to what you have cost. And this now where trust comes in. The trust will no more be there. Even if it's your own sibling, your own blood sister asking money from you, you'll be like, no. Because you'd be like, oh, if this person did, and what hurts more, it's someone that's your relative for that matter. And now, even when you find yourself, you find yourself at an event, a wedding, you are passing by each other. Because of what? Because of money.
Do you know the mentality that relatives have? Let me say she has been girl supporting you when you are going to school, and then you start working. Now, when you start working, she actually doesn't come saying, help me. She comes like, no, borrow me, I'll bring it back.
There are ones who even mention it, but I'll bring it back.
I'll bring it back when. Okay, now the day comes, you are asking her for the money. Oh, who's that, Dano? Where's the money? And then the person will be like, yeah. She'll even put on our call your mother and be like, yeah, when she was at school, I used to support her. Now, who does she think she is just because of like a 100? Yes.
But the family thing is that you are the one who said, I will bring it back. You're just supposed to say, please give me $100. I need $100 I'm in need of A, B, and C. Rather than you saying, please borrow me, I'll give it back. Don't mention that I'll bring it back. Just keep quiet.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand them. You come to my DMs, you ask for money, I borrow it back to you, but when it comes to now giving it back, I have to come look for you as if I came to you saying, Francina, if you need money, they call me. You see? So, it's exactly 30 minutes past the hour of 3 and we have come to the end of our topic discussion. So guys, let's forgive and I don't know, it depends on you now if you will forget or you will not forget, but there are things that you can't forget, you know? There are things that happened to you, that someone has done towards you, but in terms of forgetting, you can't forget. And so let's forgive so you have an easier heart and a peaceful heart and you have peace, you know? So you can sleep. Sometimes you won't even sleep, you'll be there tossing
mental
around.
Mental health is important.
Yes. So because of your health, forgive. I know it's not easy to forgive, you know, to forget, but even sometimes, you know, when you are angry, you won't forgive that moment. So once you have healed and you know that you are fine, then you'll be like, you call, you don't even have to call, you take the send the SMS that, I know you have been asking for me to forgive you. I have forgiven you, but I'm not happy.
But Busha, do you really need to tell them? Is it not just gonna be like, okay, let me come down, Kampala, and then I forgive this person?
Without telling the person you forgive.
Yeah.
So because, it's good to speak out. You know, speaking out is the best. Because some person out won't know if you forgive them or not.
Now, you know, the type of person that did you wrong, but seeing their face just makes you more angrier and lose appetite.
The thing, you meet with them in person. Now, I don't know if you have forgiven me or not. Now I'm here trying to take a risk. Should I greet her or not? Maybe greet her and see if she'll respond or not.
Hey, we are on a highway. I'm going the other direction. You are coming from the other direction. Pum, go your ways. But from me, Francina, your favorite one, Francina Pavo, do learn to forgive so you have a good mental health and physical health, because it's the most important things. And let's stop breaking people's trust and disappointing them. Mean what you say or do. Stop disappointing people. Adios. Anyway, we are meeting on Monday.
No, we are meeting tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
So anyways, tomorrow is Saturday. We shall meet tomorrow. Tomorrow on Social Times from 11.
9 to
11. From 9 to 11. And yes, so just be ready for what we have for you guys in store. We are now handing over the mic to Matthias with Perfimbo until the hour of 5:30. From us, the Francinas, we shall meet tomorrow again. Same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Igala FM, your number one talk radio station. Goodbye. Have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Friday. Be safe. Drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Thank you.
Give me instructions now. Adios.